Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Evangelist Dean Judkins of Worldwide Faith Ministries. I want to welcome you to another show. The name of our show is Delivered from Darkness. And today we are going to be talking about the name of Jesus and how to apply it into a believer's life. As you know, we're into healing and deliverance here. We follow the Word of God. And we are teaching a series on deliverance for those of you who have been following us. And today the series is going to be about the importance and the power in the name of Jesus. But we never like to start a show without opening in prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you right now, Father. I thank you for this awesome opportunity to bring the gospel to the people who are listening around the world, Father. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would open the eyes, ears, the hearts of the people listening, and that you would just have your way, speak your words, and just drive the points across. And we just praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Today we are going to be reading a lot out of the Bible. So for the next half hour, grab a pen, grab some paper, jot down these scriptures. And again, like we say every week, don't believe what Dean says, believe what the Word of God says, and read the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. So for those of you following along at home, we are going to be talking our scripture theme for the whole show. The name of Jesus is Philippians chapter 2, and we are going to read verses 9 through 11. And verse 9 says, "Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So that's pretty self-explanatory. He's telling you right there, Jesus came down as a man when he was rose again from the dead and seated at the right hand of God the Father. His name was higher than any other name on this planet, in the universe, anywhere in existence today. And the name has been given to us, you and I, the believers of Christ, the body of Christ, has been given to us to basically accomplish everything that we need to accomplish and walk here, not only in earth, but also up in heaven. So we are going to talk about the different, I've got eight different categories right here, explaining eight different scenarios of how we can apply the name of Jesus to our everyday life. So I don't like to number things, but if we are going to start right now, the number one thing about applying or using the name of Jesus in a believer's life is, number one, you can demand your rights. And I know automatically people are going to sit down and say, well, what do you mean? We're going to be demanding of God using the name of Jesus? No, that's not what I'm saying here. So if you're following along, turn to John chapter 14, and let's read verses 13 and 14. And it says, John, again, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And it says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." So we know that right here, the scripture is telling us to ask whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he'll do it for us. Now, again, this is John, the book of John. This is Jesus himself speaking. So with that, let's flip over a couple chapters to John chapter 16, and let's read verse 23. So again, and in John 14, 13 through 14, it says, "We're not demanding from God, you're demanding from the enemy." So John chapter 16, verse 23 says, "And in that day ye shall ask anything, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." So here we're asking of God in Jesus' name. So there's a difference between the two. Here we're asking God for something in Jesus' name. Back in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, we weren't demanding of God in Jesus' name. We were demanding of something from the enemy or the devil that was taken away, like sickness or disease. We were demanding in Jesus' name that sickness and disease go away. So again, there's a big difference between the two scriptures, because you're not demanding of God, you're demanding of your rights that Jesus has given us with the authority of his name from the enemy, sickness, disease, whatever the problem is. And in John 16, verse 23, here we're asking God something. We're asking him of something in Jesus' name. Big difference. Let's give another example. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 3 and read verse 6. And it says, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he's talking to the man who was crippled, couldn't walk. Now he's demanding something of this man. He's demanding that the man get up and walk in the name of Jesus. When the man got up and walked in the name of Jesus, the man was healed instantly. So he is, again, he is demanding something of this man, and he is demanding that when this man stepped out in faith, that his crippleness will go away in Jesus' name. So there's the three different things about demanding your rights in the name of Jesus. Now, number two, do all in Jesus' name. So as believers in Christ, you and I are to do everything that we do, we are supposed to do it in the name of Jesus. With that, let's turn over to Colossians. And we're going to be in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ," or the Lord Jesus, "giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Again, let's read that again. "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So everything that you and I, a believer in Christ, are to do in word or in deed, that is everything that we do, needs to be done all in the name of Jesus. And why do we do it in Jesus' name? Because we're giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So by everything that you and I, again, as a born-again believer in Christ, we are supposed to be doing in the name of Jesus. Number three, it says, give thanks in Jesus' name. Now with that, let's turn over to Ephesians. We'll go over to Ephesians chapter 5. So Ephesians chapter 5, and it is verse 20, and it says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." So everything that we do, all the things that we do, we give thanks to it, to God in Jesus Christ. The early believers were taught to give thanks to God for all his benefits in Jesus' name. If there's a place today that we are missing it as the body of Christ, and we are struggling and things are not happening, it's because we don't understand or realize the power that the name of Jesus Christ is. When we pray, when we demand, everything we do in the name of Jesus. Jesus has already established it. His name is above all names. And it says the things on earth, in heaven, and under the earth must obey or must bow to the name of Jesus. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So the early believers were set up in this. They were taught this from the get-go. That's why the church was so strong. That's why there was so much healing. That's why all the needs were met. That's why the church was growing. That's why they were casting out devils and all the healings and deliverances were taking place, because they walked according to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were taught up in it. They were brought up in it. And that is how they lived their everyday life. Today in the church, we don't do that. You don't see them using the name of Jesus anymore. You don't see us going against combating and strictly demanding our rights in Jesus' name. You don't see us asking the Father in Jesus' name. You don't see us thanking God for everything in Jesus' name. And that's where the people or the body of Christ are missing it as a whole today. So step number four, washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus' name. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, and let's go to chapter 6, verse 11. And it says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." So here we are washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of Jesus towards God. So now we walk around, we have to realize that this name of Jesus is all-powerful. Every knee and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. His name is above all names. This name is used to combat the devil. This name is used to get the promises of God. This name is used to get us everything here in life as a born-again believer. And not only that, but with that name, we are washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus' name in God's eyes. So if you start to think about how powerful the name of Jesus is, and you start to thank God in Jesus' name, you start to demand your rights, you start, everything you do in Jesus' name, and now the Word is telling us that we are washed, we are sanctified and justified in the name of Jesus. So with that, let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 13, and we're going to talk about giving thanks to the name of Jesus. And again, Hebrews chapter 13. This is something that when the body of Christ understands the power and the glory that God is getting by using and speaking and making the name of Jesus an everyday thing in our lives, it's just incredible. But let's go to Hebrews chapter 13 and read verse 15, where it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." So as they're praising God and everything, they're praising God in the name of Jesus. And we are to always give thanks to God in Jesus' name. Because, again, Jesus has the name that is above all names. And by doing so, this is going to straighten out the sin problem you have in your life. This is going to straighten out the needs that you have in your life. This is going to make it so that you get healed and delivered in Jesus' name. Because it goes from head knowledge or words, it goes down into your heart, it becomes a reality, and the more you practice it or the more you apply it in your life, the more effective you're going to be in the ministry or in the body of Christ. Now, with that, the name of Jesus, there's also the anointing in the name. And with that, let's flip over a couple chapters to James. And let's go to chapter 5 and read verse 14. And this is a verse that everybody's heard 1,000 times. And it says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over you, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." So here, they are anointing and laying hands on the sick in Jesus' name. And everything that the early believers did, they did in Jesus' name. That's why the sickness or disease wasn't very much of it in the body of Christ back then, because they used the name of Jesus so effectively and they walked in it daily. And they even had the anointing, because there was anointing in that name. And they walked in that anointing by constantly applying and talking in the name of Jesus. Now, believe on the name. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3, just a couple of chapters over. 1 John chapter 3. Let's read verse 23. And again, this is believing on the name of Jesus. And it says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has given us commandment." Now, a lot of people are talking about the two greatest commandments after the New Testament was love thyself, or love thy God, and then love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And they'll say that. But before that, he's telling us that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. It means that we're supposed to apply all these things. And if you look all throughout the Gospels, they're always talking about the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. The church walked on using the name of Jesus. They applied the name of Jesus. They were praising God in the name of Jesus. They were doing everything in the name of Jesus. And today, we're into our programs and we do different things. We don't walk like they used to back then. We are also told to believe on that name. So we are not only told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're told to believe on the name. The new covenant is that we love one another and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now with that, let's turn over to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And we're going to be read verses 16 through 18. And now this is casting out demons in the name of Jesus. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he left out that same hour. So again here, you're seeing that demon-possessed people, by using the name of Jesus, you can command them to go out in Jesus' name. So this is just a small, quick remnants of the name of Jesus. I wanted to touch base just on a couple of facts because, again, you know that our ministry deals with deliverance. It deals with healing. And the name of Jesus is what saves, delivers, and heals you. You know, when you're born again and when you're saved or you know, you've given your life to Jesus Christ, that means you have salvation now in your life. That word means sozo, which means to be saved, to be delivered, and to be healed. But what's going on with the body of Christ is they're not applying the name of Jesus in their everyday life. Or they'll just go there when they're in trouble or they're in need. But if you could start applying the name of Jesus into your everyday life, everything that you do, in the name of Jesus, you will become a new creation that the Bible talks about in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Old things have passed away. I'm sorry. Behold, all things become new. And it's the name of Jesus that's going to get you where you need to be. It's the name of Jesus that's going to save you. It's the name of Jesus that heals you. It's the name of Jesus that delivers you. It's the name of Jesus that casts out devils. It's the name of Jesus that you're supposed to be praising God in. It's the name of Jesus that you're supposed to be giving thanks to. And this is how the born-again believers are geared. This is how we are built. This is how God intended for us to be successful. And if you're not doing this in everyday life and you're struggling, well, I've just given you a pretty good secret to how to get out of your struggles and to achieve success in the body of Christ. I mean, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. If you could do that, then nothing is impossible in Christ Jesus. But I never like to end a show without giving you an opportunity of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're at home, I don't care what you've done, who you are, where you've been, you could just say this prayer along with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask right now that you forgive me of all sin. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you come into my life. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of all sin. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've just said this, I believe that you've become born again. I want to welcome you to the family of God. We have brochures. Go to our webpage at worldwidefaithministries.org. We have free materials to get you. We'll get you pointed in the right direction and get you walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, I encourage the people who have listened to this. This is just a quick segment on the name of Jesus. We're just doing this because we're trying to explain how significant the name is when you're looking for healing and when you're looking for deliverance. And the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the Word of God. We're going to start trying to lay a foundation and get you up and going as far as who you are in Christ, and then show you about healing and deliverance and about how to succeed in getting healing and deliverance. So check us out on Friday. Yes, we're on this Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. We love you. I thank you for listening. And remember, Jesus is Lord.